Today we're having a National Council meeting. The main subjects will be sustainability, the relationship between city temples and New Rotterdam for providing the food, just trying to analyze and come to grasps with Srila Prabhupada's instructions in this regard, and also obviously what's going on in the outside world. We're also trying to conclude on our membership definitions, fleshing out more what our missionaries or full-time devotees, devotees who are beyond just the apprentice or rather a volunteer stage, but who have actually decided to give themselves for life to serving the mission. And that should in itself prove to be very exciting. Devamrita Maharaj is here. Jutakarma Prabhu, as you've heard in yesterday's podcast, is also here for a couple of weeks. And although I was scheduled on the weekend to go traveling, I may end up just being here also in Budapest until I go back to New Rotterdam. Last night I was, as I usually do in the evening, meeting with the Sunday feast guests, and we discussed the topic about education. And I'll just touch on that now briefly. I commented on something which I'd already mentioned earlier, and that was a quote from the philosopher Bertrand Russell, in which he said that men are born ignorant, not stupid. They are made stupid by education. Had Srila Prabhupada seen this, he would have really liked it. And of course, being ignorant is our inheritance coming into this material world. We're covered by the modes of material nature. And aside from the impressions which have been made upon us by our last life, people are, children especially, are relatively blank slates. And that ignorance is meant to be eradicated by making people intelligent, enlightened through education. As Bertrand Russell here says, and Srila Prabhupada also shared the same view, the modern educational system, over-educational system, makes people stupid, not really intelligent. So what does it really mean? What does it mean that men and women are made stupid by education? In my understanding that the educational system as it exists now, as it existed when I went, does not make people think. Education is meant to give children and teenagers, young adults, information, knowledge about the world around them, and how they can use that world for the purpose of materialism, for the purpose of being a performer, competing and outdoing their neighbor, making their mark in this world by having valuable assets in the form of cars and houses, and anyway, you know all of that thing. Education never starts off with thinking about what is this world. What's the purpose of this world? What's the purpose of life? Why do we exist? Not only does it not go into such existential issues, education doesn't even begin by explaining what the purpose of education is. Or if it is, education is defined solely as being that means by which you learn a trade, a profession, to be materially successful in life. It is the basis of materialism. Education does not give people those sense of values, morals, or ethics whereby they think and they actually question, is this material success really what life is about? Does it really work? Does it really make people happy? Has it made my parents and grandparents happy? Do the statistics show that what education is there for and what people are being educated for actually works? So education does not begin by giving people the intelligence and the thinking capacity to constantly question the status quo and to get at the essence of life and get the best out of life. To observe what are the common problems of life that beset humanity, wherever it may be, and to see what the failures are of a materialistic lifestyle or system, and what other alternatives could be posed. So education does not stimulate people, does not stimulate minds, and does not give intelligence for this type of thinking. What should education really do? It should begin by establishing the principles, the ethics, the purpose of life. What is it that youth want to actually get out of the world? What it is that they want to get out of themselves being here. And once they're very clear about where it is that they want to go, then education gives them the basic means of how to get there. So that's what really thinking means. And in the absence of this thinking, what happens? People then become, as Bertrand Russell says, they're being made stupid. Stupid means you give people more and more intricate, elaborate, complex means of how to go nowhere, because people don't know how to go. It's like going to all the bother of renting your own private jet for a holiday when you don't know where it is that you want to holiday. Putting all the emphasis on the means, but no clarity whatsoever on the end. So real stupidity means that you don't really know where you're going, but you're putting a heck of a lot of effort into getting nowhere. And what's the antithesis or the of that, or the answer to this? In Krishna consciousness, the purpose of our education for children, for adults, is to give them a sense of value, pure devotional service. The ultimate goal of life is to love God, and then give them a means how to get there. And since the means to getting there is sadhana bhakti, the practice of pure devotional service, therefore we see that actually the main emphasis on education in Krishna consciousness is simple living. Is live simply. You need a simple basic education to eat and drink. Don't increase the things that you need artificially and get distracted by that, because your goal of life is not to have an elaborate means of existence here, because you're just transiting. You're meant to think high. You're meant to have high thinking. High thinking is practicing the process of pure devotional service, purifying the heart, learning the science of love of Godhead, hearing from self-realized souls, and putting into practice that which we've heard from them. So here, the education of the material world in which people are taught some craft, some profession, is really relegated to a very secondary function, because it's not the purpose or the goal. It's only an instrument in order to assist us to actually get to where we're going through the practice of pure devotional service. So that means real intelligence means know where you're going, and then put in the maximum effort of spiritual cultivation to get to that point, using material education of having some kind of trade or profession in which you need to put in minimum effort, not maximum effort, but minimum effort, so that you don't get distracted from the real purpose of life, which is the practice of devotional service. So once again, real intelligence, notice where you are going, and then put in the right type of effort to get there, which is spiritual practice. And as for feeding yourself, clothing yourself, try and do that by minimal effort rather than maximum effort. That means intelligent. We see that when devotees join Krishna consciousness, that they've actually already been educated in the world outside us, that they really have a problem And that problem is that they've been programmed in a certain way to be achievers and performers without a clear purpose in life. And therefore so many bad habits that they've accumulated in that type of endeavor of getting somewhere without knowing where it is that they're going, is that they practically function like children. They need constant guidance and direction from superiors, from temple presidents. It's a phenomena that devotees in leadership positions experience. Why is it that we constantly need to give guidance to devotees? Because until they learn how to cultivate their own intelligence, they've been made so stupid by education, and they've had such a lack of vision in life that now they have to grapple with how to put into practice the real tools of Krishna consciousness, which is giving a vision of where to go. After 20, 25 years of not knowing where you're going, but working really hard to get nowhere, it's difficult to all of a sudden change directions, change track, and practically adopt and put into practice the principles of Krishna consciousness, which give a new value and all of a sudden give a new direction to life. Therefore, you make 180 degree turn about face. Ooh, I've been going into the wrong direction. Now I've got to be going into the right direction. With children, that's easy. As I mentioned earlier, they're blank slates. So you start off giving them the right direction in the beginning. But with adults who have already been going in the wrong direction, then very often they need to also be spoon-fed in a similar way as children do until they have become intelligent enough, they've overcome the stupidity of education to take charge of their lives with a new direction and a very clear idea of where it is that they want to go and how it is that they're going to go there. And of course that how is also a complex issue, because people have already made so many commitments to family, to purchasing a home, to having a business, and then they realize that this complex infrastructure isn't actually assisting in their becoming a Krishna consciousness, and yet they may be married to it, or it may be quite some time before they can simplify that lifestyle in order to really achieve the direction that Krishna consciousness values gives them. So as Srila Prabhupada would say, Krishna consciousness means brain giving. It means giving people intelligence because we have no intelligence. And the fortunate reason for that is because our intelligence has been robbed from us by education. And hopefully to our own children, we can give them the opportunity to have a very clear idea of where it is that they want to go before we stop whipping them into getting somewhere really fast with a super lot of effort, or in other words, getting nowhere fast with a lot of effort. So these were some thoughts about Bertrand Russell's statement about how men are born ignorant, not stupid, but they're made stupid by education. And if there's a lot of breaks somewhere in the middle of this podcast, my apologies. I had a whole bunch of interruptions here. And see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.